The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some of the criticism includes, for example, the 600,000 plus getaways, folks who came into this country and did not go through the process of requesting asylum.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Do you know where they are and who they are?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Like Disney World, but in hell. The meanest place on earth.
Where's that?
New York City.
After the discovery, just before the midterm elections, of the documents with the classified markings, were any additional classified documents found as part of that search?
Billions, trillion, 700.
The federal government did come after me with the full force of the law and raided my home on September 23rd as a response to that. And, here we are 4 months after that raid, vindicated, hopefully, with no issue with appeal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We have a sports announcement this morning. Tom Brady, the great quarterback, greatest of all time probably, has retired formally for the last time. He says he did it once before but had second thoughts. This time he says he does not have second thoughts. And his announcement of his retirement was immediately followed by a statement from President Biden. He said that he plans to replace Tom Brady with a woman of color in order to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion in the National Football League and professional sports in general. And it will be someone whose name he can't pronounce either, like Kajan Katanji Drown Jackson or Marsha Fudd. He has a problem with names. But I think he has even more problems with names of people of color than he does.
It took just one generation from segregation to the Supreme Court of the United States, end of quote. Those are the words of Katanji Drown Jackson.
Kajan Katanji Drown Jackson. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? May we quote you on that? And you know, we got some pictures up on the screen of him with wearing one of his masks, and again, as we discussed yesterday, the COVID emergency is ending. He said May 15th, I guess, but he really meant May 11th. So, one of those days. They just want to spend some more money. They've only spent $4.1 trillion so far. So they want to get it up to $4.6 trillion before the emergency officially ends. 844-500-4242. The bust out chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, Jim Jones Lyons, was finally ousted last night. Once we get rid of Jim Lyons,
I'm glad it's over.
You'll never hear me mention him again.
You're fake news.
Let's just be done with it.
We have to welcome his associate, his replacement, I should say, Amy Carnevale. She will be with us tonight in a couple of hours. We won't dwell on this very much. I've got one column running tomorrow in the Herald about it, and then that will be it. Although he did say today, or he said last night after the defeat, he said, "We've only just begun."
Is he listening to a Carpenters album?
Karen Carpenter said that too, and she's not coming down for breakfast anymore. In a political sense, would like to see Jim Lyons follow in her footsteps. And you know, Jim,
but he doesn't seem to have the same problem she did.
No, he's taken off a few pounds, but not he's not gone the Karen Carpenter route. Jim, as they used to say at closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here anymore. And I talked to Amy this morning to set up the interview, and she seems to be in good spirits as well she should be. And it was a good victory, and I hope we can get back to being a two-party state in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. You know what I always say, if I ever get in a jam, I ask for no special treatment. I used to say I only ask to be treated like an illegal alien, and I still feel that way to a degree, but even more so, if I ever get in the jam, just treat me like a Biden.
What are you talking about?
That's all I ask. They searched his beach house today. How many weeks did they give him? They gave him a heads up of 6 weeks. 6 weeks. I know Hunter has a lot of stuff probably in that beach house. And, I know a lot of it, it can be mistaken for other things, as he's told us. It could be mistaken for Parmesan cheese. So it took a long time to get that, a lot of vacuum cleaners, a lot of cleaning crews, probably a lot of people in hazmat suits had to come in to that beach house. And now they got a big fence over it, so the FBI had to climb over the fence. But we have been assured now, not by the FBI, but by Biden's own lawyers, that there was nothing there. There was nothing there. So nothing to see here, folks. Move along. By the way, there's also a story in the news today that two former federal employees have been prosecuted in the last 6 months for possession of stolen or stolen classified documents. But of course, as we all know, if you read the stories today in the media, the documents that they found at Biden's multiple locations, whether it's the place in Wilmington or the office above the steakhouse on Capitol Hill, those are not classified documents. Those are documents with classified markings on them, because we don't want to, cast aspersions on a Democrat. That's only for Republicans. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508, they scrubbed the beach house clean, then sent the FBI in to, of course, find nothing. What a cynic you are, 508. Are you impugning the integrity of the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Fidelity? Bravery? Integrity? Not any of those?
This is your FBI.
It's really something, isn't it? 844-500-4242. And the standoff continues today on the west side of Manhattan at the Watson Hotel, where the illegal aliens don't want to be moved to Brooklyn, because let's face it, once you've been in Manhattan, it's hard to scale down. Even though Brooklyn has become a hipster enclave in recent years, who wants to move to Brooklyn? How are you going to keep them down on the farm once they've seen Gay Paris or Hell's Kitchen in this case? So they're all hanging out there. There's a great column in the New York Post about this today by Michael Goodwin. They arrive here within days of illegally crossing the southern border and claiming asylum, and they start agitating for better free stuff in pricey neighborhoods. The American welcome wagon for the illegals comes with free food, free cell phones, free transit passes, free school, and free health care.
Everything free in America!
I think you forgot a couple, chief of which is free public defenders for when they get arrested for committing the inevitable crimes that they inevitably commit, and free translators when they go to court. And don't forget affirmative action, because they've been so grievously discriminated against since they arrived here. In one of his many mixed messages, Mayor Eric Adams opened the door even as he denounced Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott for sending busloads of migrants. Yet he said nothing about the secret nighttime illegal alien flights to area airports, like White Plains. arranged by the Biden White House. Are only migrants sent by Democrats welcome? You know, I always wondered about that. They got New York is with one of the 2-3 media capitals of the world, right? And White Plains not that far away. Yet, the New York Times, none of the networks except for Fox are covering any of these illegal alien flights coming into White Plains late at night, early in the morning. And no one at the White House in the old days, Jen Psaki and now KJP, will ever speak about these illegal alien flights. New Yorkers are angry, the mayor says. I am angry, too. We have not asked for this. And as Michael Goodwin points out, actually, Mayor, you have. But you were also banking on fellow Democrats in Albany and New York to bail you out. The cruise ship terminal is not as good as the hotel, said a 42-year-old Venezuelan criminal. There you have it. More entitlement than gratitude. In a heartbeat, that illegal's mindset has gone from dreaming of freedom in America to demanding luxury accommodations in Manhattan for free, of course. I think he always was dreaming of freedom in America. Freedom from work. That's what they want, freedom from work. We have 5 million illegal immigrants in the country, and apparently none of them have found a job because they're still saying, the Wall Street Journal, the globalist street journalist, Trump has taken to calling it, still saying, we need more immigrants to come into the country to work. What about the 5 million that are here? Not one of them can pick up a broom or a mop. Not one of them can go into a kitchen and wash dishes like I did when I was 16, like you may have done yourself. What are they doing? I know what they're doing. They're committing sexual assaults, attacking one another with broken beer bottles at the Watson Hotel on the West Side, at the Row Hotel in Midtown, all along Route 1 north of Portland, up into Freeport, around the Main Mall, in Kingston, in Massachusetts. They're hanging out, smoking weed, getting tattoos, breaking into cars. It's great. It's wonderful. Thank you, Dementia Joe Biden. 844-500-4242. What are your New Year's resolutions? Is one of them to finally sell that piece of real estate you've been hanging on to? Well, resolve to take control in 2023. Take control with J.J. Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. Take control by selling to cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to rising interest rates. Take control with an as-is sale. There is no need to sink money into the property before selling. Even a property with a failed septic, no Title V required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, there is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, take control with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head lower still. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. Throughout New England, Howie and Grace listeners have taken control and sold with J.J. Manning. Take control this year. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. His fluency in dead languages is unmatched.
Fax, Mendes, Incendium, Gloria, Calpum, etc., etc. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Now, Gallup polls occasionally ask American people the question, what is the most important problem facing the nation? So I saw they just put out a poll today, so I decided to make that our poll question as well. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what is the most important problem facing the country today? Inflation, illegal aliens, crime, government, or global warming?
The plurality of people voted for the government. I'm voting for the government because everything, all the rest of those problems in one way or another flow from the government except for global warming, which isn't a real problem because it doesn't exist, except as a way for the government to get even more control of everything. So I'm voting for the government.
50% say the government, 35% say illegal aliens, and everything else is below 10%.
All right. 844-500-4242. You know, last week there was a story from the BBC, and it said that global warming was causing avalanches. You probably didn't know that, but that was the BBC said that. So today, there's another news story out. You know what else global warming is causing, Taylor? You can figure. There was a picture, the illustration with the story was a polar bear. No? No guess? Animal attacks. There are more animal attacks because of global warming. So if the avalanche doesn't get you, the polar bear attacking you will get you because of global warming.
This weekend up here, it's going to be polar bear weather. I'll be on the lookout. I have my side piece, my side arm on me.
I think I wonder if a 22 would work on a polar bear. I kind of doubt it. They weigh like 400 or 500 pounds, right? I know a 22 will spoil your day, as they say, but unless you hit the polar bear in the head, I got to think that he could survive a couple of rounds from a 22 or 25. I wonder what caliber you start to have an effect on a polar bear. Is this a hate crime to even be discussing this?
9 mil if you're a really good shot.
844-500-4242. Joe would say, just shoot them in the paw. Just shoot the gun out of their paw and, you know, let them go on living. Or fire a shotgun in the air and the polar bear will retreat to the North Pole. 844-500-4242. Shirley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Shirley.
Hi, Howie. Shirley from Maine. Long, long time listener. First time caller.
Thank you.
Just want to say I'm totally in agreement with you on the question of the day. But I just wanted to get your perspective on this assistant principal that requested
donations. Oh, in Rhode Island? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, in Rhode Island. Yes, this assistant principal said that she wants to get some donations. I think she set up a GoFundMe page or some kind of, I don't know what it was, what crowd fundraising site was, but she wants to raise $2,000 for one of her illegal alien students from south of the border because he has to pay some coyotes. And she said that coyotes help people. Coyotes help people get across the border and that he owes them the money, so she wants to raise $2,000 for him. Shirley, I mean, the woman's ignorance is truly breathtaking, but did you notice one thing about her? She had the same so-called advanced degree as Dr. Jill Biden, a doctorate of education. I mean, just, you know, if you put those letters in back of your name, ED period D, I mean, it's just like saying I'm a total buffoon. I'm probably ignorant of just about anything. And I'm very stupid. I mean, look at Jill Biden with the breakfast, comparing people to breakfast tacos and her illiterate, quote-unquote, doctoral thesis. But, I mean, what do you think of it, Shirley, trying to raise money for criminals?
It's totally absurd. I mean, why aren't we trying to locate and arrest this so-called coyote?
I know. I agree. Thanks for the call. A 22 round on a polar bear, and he's going to laugh at you. Try a 375 haul in the home. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People are laughing at me for talking about shooting a polar bear with a 22. Although some people are saying it's not a hate crime to discuss shooting polar bears because they are, after all, white. I don't know. But the polar bear, as I was talking about, weighing 400 or 500 pounds. Those must be baby polar bears because they say the males can go over 1,000 pounds.
Howie, they are actually black. Their fur is white, but their skin is black.
So, does that make them Oreo bears? Or that would be reverse, or are they reverse Oreo bears?
I think we should stop talking about this.
I think they're white. I think polar bears are white, in my humble estimation. Anyway, 844-500-4242. 617, how long should we wait to see FBI photos of Biden's classified documents fanned out all over the floor? Don't hold your breath, would be my best hunch on the matter. Time now for Grace's News.
Howie, I wanted to add something into the conversation you were just having about the migrants in New York City at the Watson Hotel, because you talked about how none of these outlets were at the airport except for Fox News and White Plains to see these planes coming in.
It's the same. I mean, it's kind of the same, but those are the only two.
And it made me think, because you talked about Jen Psaki and how they were all denying it, but there was a really interesting interaction in October of 2021. And I just had to remind you of this. Okay, so this was a White House press briefing. I just printed out the transcript. A reporter asked, why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night? To which Jen Psaki responds, well, I'm not sure that's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here. The reporter said 2:13 a.m., 4:29 a.m., very early in the morning then, pre-dawn. To which Jen Psaki said, well, here we are talking about early flights, earlier than you might like to take a flight. So that was the back and forth we had before DeSantis started busing migrants to Martha's Vineyard, and then it became a whole new can of worms. But up until that point, there was nothing to see.
Right. Of course not.
We were arguing over what is considered the middle of the night. 2:13 a.m.? I don't think so.
In the wee small hours of the morning, right, Taylor? That's when they were landing those illegal aliens at the airport in White Plains.
Exactly. In other news, DeSantis proposes permanent sales tax holiday on baby formula and gas stoves. I noticed that Matt put the cut of Joy Reid into your intro where she was calling Florida like hell on earth or Disney in hell or something like that. And it's funny because
it's a right-wing fantasy land. Like Disney World, but in hell. Come to Florida, the meanest place on earth.
The meanest place on earth, and yet everyone's
Hey, you know what? The meanest
there.
Place on earth. It's going to be hotter than hell down here this weekend, Grace. It's going to be in the upper 80s. And what's it going to be in Massachusetts and New England this weekend?
I think it's going to be negative 10.
Upper single digits.
Yeah, no, I think it's negative for a lot.
Zero? It's going to be good weather for polar bears, as Taylor pointed out earlier.
Well, I think the stranger part of it is that every headline I read shows that this year, or 2022, for example, it was the most New Yorkers ever to move to Florida. So I'm curious why these elitists from the coast want to move
hell
to...
Hell is for heroes.
Yeah, they want to move to hell on earth. But here's the latest from Ron DeSantis, governor of hell on earth. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis unveiled his $114 billion budget proposal. Actually, you know what's funny is this came out today and Kathy Hochul's came out today from New York. Very different budget proposals, Howie. They seem to have different priorities. But his framework for freedom for the 2023 state budget proposes four permanent sales tax holidays totaling $1.5 billion on baby and toddler necessities, cribs and strollers, over-the-counter pet medications, and gas stoves.
Good. Gas stoves. That's a really good idea.
He's like the anti-Hochul. She's trying to get rid of him.
Well, there is one thing, though, Hochul is doing, though. You know, Eric Adams has been begging Hochul, the governor of New York, to say, can you get some of these illegal aliens and move them up, like, to the Canadian border?
Nope.
Send them to Buffalo or Binghamton or Plattsburgh, somewhere.
She's not interested.
That's what she said. She's from Buffalo. She says, you think I want them in my town?
Yeah. No, she's like, no way.
So she's moving them. She wants to keep them down there. Just like in New York City, just like DeSantis wants to get him out of Florida and Texas to go to Martha's Vineyard. So yeah. they do have that little bit in common.
Well, when you see Eric Adams talk about this, and I saw David Marcus tweeted something like, this is the New York City effect, where people think when something happens in New York City, and he gave the example of barbecue, like when barbecue restaurants came to New York City, and New Yorkers thought they were the first people to ever... try barbecue before. Like, he's like, just because it's happening to you doesn't mean it hasn't been happening for decades across the country. Like, people in Texas have been dealing with this problem. But rather than Eric Adams acknowledging that, Howie, he's just going to keep asking for more money. It started as $1 billion. Now it's $2 billion. There's not enough money to fix, to keep going like this.
I know. They're talking about, like, I think for these, every illegal alien in one of those hotels in New York, they're saying $55,000 a year. And that's probably a low ball figure. When you figure all the crimes they're going to be committing, and, you know, they're going to have to be putting them up in prisons and all their legal services and that kind of thing. And plus, I forgot to mention all the free handouts. So did Michael Goodwin. How about EBT cards? How about just general relief, or they call it TANF in Massachusetts, but just giving them cash. They're getting that too.
Debit cards.
They're also getting debit cards when they cross the border.
It was a very good piece by Michael Goodwin. The New York Post has had a lot of good pieces on this Watson Hotel fiasco.
It's amazing too, Grace. Again, one of the biggest media outlets in the world, and they got this story all to themselves.
It's not fair.
Nobody else will go near it.
It feels unfair to be a conservative right now, because you just, every day you wake up and you go, no one's going to touch this. I have to imagine back in the day, people were clamoring to get these stories.
Yeah, it's like Hamilton 68, this whole thing from, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And, the Twitter files. That's just an amazing story. And how about this? How about this Jeff Gerth stuff that's running in the Columbia Journalism Review? It's just this lengthy series about how the deep state and the intelligence community, so-called, colluded with the Democrat Party and the mainstream media to create this Russian collusion hoax. And they have all kinds of amazing quotes from Bob Woodward, who ironically is getting sued now by President Trump. And this is the guy, we talked to Paul Sperry a few weeks ago. And
so this
was
his prediction, right?
This was the prediction, yeah, but it wasn't, we thought it was going to be Woodward, but it's Jeff Gerth, who's actually an old-time New York Times investigative reporter. But he's quoting Bob Woodward in a lot of these stories, and he's talking about what a scam it is. And you know what? The New York Times, the Washington Post, they won't comment on this, just like they won't comment on how they used this Hamilton 68, this so-called dashboard from a left-wing think tank to concoct all these phony stories about Russian bots, which were actually dog mom for DJT. Those were the Twitter handles they were using as Russian bots. If you had Trump in your handle, you were a Russian bot.
I want Joe Scarborough to comment on this, because he was still trying to convince me as of last week that the Russia hoax was real. I just didn't read the second half of the Mueller report, who, by the way, Joe Scarborough and Mika unveiled a portrait of Bob Mueller in their kitchen during the Russia hoax. So I want them to tell me what's going on, because they're still very much, Howie, they're like 2 years behind. They still believe this. There's a lot of people who are like dead enders when it comes to the Russia hoax. No amount of information or debunking is going to change their minds.
It's a story too good to check out if you're a Democrat. Remember Bob Mueller when he testified when the report was issued, and one of the Republican congressmen said, well, wasn't Hillary Clinton paying Fusion GPS to produce this crap? And he looked, gave that vacant Joe Biden 1,000-yard stare and said, what's Fusion GPS?
And how much money do we spend on that probe? It was a couple million? Was it 50 million? It was like, it was a lot of money.
50 million, give or take 10 million.
I'm sure whatever they told us, it was more. And it was years and years. And most importantly, it really did put this cloud over Trump's presidency, an undeserved cloud. That was the real price.
He had a guy. There are a lot of people that are turning up doing, you know, things that I wouldn't do, named Carr. You know, the Jim Jones Lyons lawyer is named Carr, and Mueller's spokesman was named Carr. And I would call him with a question, and you know what, Grace?
No response.
When the phone didn't ring, I knew it was my cousin.
Well,
Mr.
You know what,
Carr.
Howie, I'm sure he just didn't want to jeopardize sources and methods. It was an ongoing investigation. You should reach out to him now that it's closed. I'm sure he'll get right back to you. One more thing for you, Howie. Speaking of all these studies and think tanks and global warming, Stanford study finds the Earth is on cusp of global warming tipping points. I like so many words in this headline that I just had
tipping
to read it.
Tipping point.
On the cusp of the tipping point.
What do they suggest the tipping point should be, 15 or 20%?
Well, they don't. It's 80. I would say, okay, let me give you the numbers here. You can decide because it doesn't really make it clear what the tipping point is. It said they say even if emissions decline to net zero before 2080, there is an 84% chance temperatures will hit 1.5 degrees before 2041 or 2 degrees before 2065. So you can extrapolate whatever you think that tipping point is based off that, because I have no idea.
What are the how about this for a tipping point? What are the odds I'm going to be alive in 2065, Grace?
That's Howie. That should not even come into play. It's about the planet.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me put it another way. What are the odds I'm going to read a headline about whether this apocalyptic prediction came true or not in 2065?
Oh, that I can tell you. That's a 0% chance. Exactly. There'll be no follow-up. Hey, and one more thing.
I know all the stories about global cooling in the 1970s.
I know you've got a really great Cheap Bastard deal coming up, Howie, so I'm going to cut it short here. But I wanted to tell you, did you see what Project Veritas did? They had that big story where they had a
Pfizer thing. Yeah.
And so what they did was they brought this truck in front of the Pfizer HQ.
Yeah.
And they parked this truck there, and the truck has a giant TV screen on it, and they're just playing the interaction, the recorded video of the guy on the date, and they just parked it there. I don't know. They must have got a permit or something for the day. They just parked it there. So everyone walking by Pfizer HQ is seeing something that, as you pointed out last week, Howie, you're not going to see on CNN. You're not going to see on MSNBC, but you can see it on the truck outside Pfizer.
I would have put a dilapidated van on there and paint free monkeys on the side.
When will this inhumane experimentation end? And then you have a guy, you have an organ grinder out there and the monkey jumping around. All right, Grace, thank you.
Thanks, Harry.
All right. You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here for 1 week only. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. We were given a scented lavender air freshener as a gift recently. Usually I love lavender, but this was beyond horrible. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm took away the bad smell in no time and left the air smelling pure and clean. No fake, lingering aromas. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
When the weather gets cold like this, you think about having emergency food supplies on hand, and that's what the Cheap Bastard deal is today. Wise Company 30-day emergency food supply 2-bucket bundle. These 2 buckets provide one person with 1,800 calories a day for 30 days with a total of 298 servings and 50 grams of protein per day. These healthy and delicious meals will give you the advantage in any emergency situation. While supplies last, you can purchase the Wise Company 30-day emergency food supply 2-bucket bundle. It's a $305 value for just $152.50. That's half price. Order now before they sell out at HowieCarShow.com. With us now to tell us more about today's deal is Brandon Erickson from Wise Company. Let's go, Brandon. Tell us about this deal.
How you doing, Howie? Great to be back. I mean, this is an incredible deal. When you think about what your listeners are getting, that's about $5 a day to have shelf-life food that lasts for 25 years. And it's a really, really good variety of food that comes in these 2 buckets. You've got everything from brown sugar, multigrain cereal, and apple cinnamon cereal to pancake mix to barbecue beans, macaroni and cheese, pasta Alfredo. You have some dried bananas to snack on or have in between, in addition to a milk drink mix, some white rice to eat on the sides, and a few other entrees as well. So it's a tremendous variety. All you have to do is add water and 25-year shelf life.
And so this is, for one person, this would last 30 days. So for two people, it would last 15 days, a little over 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. A little over 2 weeks for two people. You could look at it that way as well. But, I mean, it's a great deal what you're offering your listeners. And in addition to that, we've also, if they want other things on the website, we have that Howie 20 promo code where they can go to wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-95-READY and apply that to any other product. So if they want stuff in addition to the 30-day bundle that you're offering, they can take advantage of a really good discount code there.
And that's Howie20 is the code if they want to, and if they want to get something else. But right now, this is a good deal because this is a $305 value for just $152.50. So that, and it's a 30-day emergency food supply. So it's like you say, it's $5 a day. That's a pretty good price. And you don't, you know, if you've lost the power, God forbid, you can use just tap water to or you know, room temperature water to make the product to add. That's the only kind of water you need. It's better with hot water, but you can use regular tap water.
Yeah, that's a great point, Howie, and that's what differentiates our products from other dried products out there is we have quick cook ingredients. So in the event you couldn't boil water, you can add a regular temperature or cold water to this product, and it will be ready in about 30 to 40 minutes, depending on the entree, instead of 8 to 10 minutes with hot water. But obviously, it's definitely edible. It rehydrates great. I've eaten the food many times that way, so that's definitely a good thing to point out. Yeah, I mean, to your point of $5 a day, that's less than a dozen of eggs in most places right now. You know, with
about a half dozen, it's getting to that point. It's almost we're getting close to $10 for a dozen eggs.
It's crazy.
So what's the website again, Brandon Erickson?
Yeah,
I mean our website is HowieCarShow.com. What's your website?
Yeah, the website you want to go to is wisefoodstorage.com. And there you'll find a variety of different products, including powder eggs, which we're running a really good deal on. and we're going to let the promo code give another 20% off the great deal we're offering. So go there and get some other products as well.
All right. Powdered eggs. You didn't like them in the old days, but now they may be more affordable than what you're used to eating. HowieCarshow.com.